Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Just wait a couple more minutes for everyone to arrive and settle. Thanks for being here. Be sure you're in a comfortable place where you can lie down and you won't be disturbed, hopefully. Make sure to have some water and maybe a pen and paper, because you never know what you need to record. Happy full moon. I hope you can hear this transmission. All right, welcome everybody. My name is Faye Wilder, and I'm the Lightcaster. And this is the first week in our Lightcaster Club June session. And what do I have to say? Well, I'll just start by saying there is a lot of energy going on where I am located. There's construction happening on both sides of my of where my home is, so there's just like a lot of noise, and my baby is teething, and we're meeting during his nap time, so he's a little bit fussy. He's fine, but if you hear him in the background, just know he's growing teeth, and it's uncomfortable, but he's being cared for and has everything he needs, so we don't have to worry about him, and I've asked Archangel Michael especially to be with him. Along with my friend who's taking care of him. So this month too, we're going to be meeting back to back. So we're going to meet today, and then we're going to meet directly again next Monday, which is an unusual rhythm for the club, but I'm going on vacation the next week. So that's how it's going to be. And this week's topic, this month's topic is, how shall I say, it's got basically two parts. So today we're going to talk about the first part, and next week we're going to talk about the second part. So that's to say that these weeks really build on one another, and I highly recommend that you listen to them in completion, this one first and then next week's second, because they go together. You can't have one without the other. They're like peanut butter and jelly, Magdalene and Yeshua. And any other housekeeping? None to report right now, so let's get started, everybody. Go ahead and find a comfortable position and just connect with your breath. Feeling it move through your body and noticing how your breath, it has none of the vibe of like you. It's not angry or happy, it's not worried, it's not tense. It's not in the past. In the future, it is completely neutral. It's neutral life moving through you. And when we talk about the word neutral, we're talking about the word love. When we think of love as our natural, neutral state, how beautiful is that? It's not something we have to strive for or work for or create. It just is what we are. And our breath is the conduit or the conductor of this neutral love, which is another way of saying unconditional love. Wherever the breath moves, it's bringing the love, whether it's down to your ankle that has an injury, or your constipated tummy, or your, you know, supremely beautiful eyes. Your breath doesn't care about any of that. It just brings life. And close your eyes and let yourself arrive here in our beautiful circle. And we'll open with a prayer. Holy Mother, Holy Father, Holy Spirit of all life, Sophia God, Great One, we call to you and invite you into this place, this circle, this virtual temple, these cells, these hearts, these ears, these throats, these transmissions. We invite you into these places where you already are, calling our attention to what we already are, which is the Holy Spirit. And we ask for your blessing as we journey today with the intention, the mission to embody our sovereignty in order to lead the way in this golden age of miracles. That's what we're here to do. We're here to lead the way by our example in this golden age of miracles. So we ask for a blessing and the support of God, which of course we already have. And we invite into our circle our beloved mentor and sister and our friend, Mary Magdalene, who today I'm feeling in a really beautiful, soft pink energy, one of my favorite energies, if you know me. This, it's a fairy pink, and it's so gentle and soft and warm and just easy to be around. And around Magdalene, there's a beautiful golden, it's a halo. You see these halos in the pictures, the stained glass of the saints. Magdalene's halo is around her entire body. So it's really her auric field. You see beautiful golden, golden white light around this soft pink energy. And Magdalene comes and joins our circle. Thank you, Magdalene. And with her is her beloved Yeshua. And Yeshua is really stepping forward for this topic today. And Magdalene and Yeshua want to remind us, they say that they were here on earth doing very radical work together. They were teaching radical teachings and empowering the people. And that is always the spiritual truth, is empowerment. And they remind us that if we ever encounter a teaching or a philosophy or an energy that does not feel empowering, then we can let it go. Whether that's a teaching or a belief that's coming from within us or from a structure that seems to be without us, perhaps our ancestral lineage or religion that we grew up in or the culture that we're surrounded by. And okay, this is the call. So we're going to hold off on that, please. Hang on. Let's set our space. Thank you. We're here for empowerment. And that when we look across the circle into our brother and sister's eyes, that's what we see. We see the reflection of our own holiness. That's the namaste, that we are a blessing. And every eye, every pair of eyes that we meet is blessing us in return. That's the world we're creating. Yes. And also welcoming to the outer ring of our circle, beloved goddess Isis, who's going to help us in our journey today. And Isis is, she's all encompassing her energy. You might feel yourself really sitting up straighter. You feel your shoulders broaden. You feel your wings. You see them. You're like, oh yes, I have wings. And you breathe deeply. And it's impressive, Isis. All of these ascended masters are impressive. Isis, though, she's like, she's got wings, baby. And that impressive feeling, that sort of awe that we sense when we're in her presence, when we're near the Ankh of life, which is in our breath, that awe is the same awe that she feels around us, that these ascended masters feel around us, that the archangels feel around us. It's more than just, hey, you're worthy, you're good enough. You are an ascended master in training. You are a leader in this new age of miracles, which is really an old age. Not because you were chosen or because you're especially special, simply because you're here and committed to breathing. That's it. Anybody who commits to their breath is committing to the light. So they say thank you, and we say thank you. We appreciate the help today. And I invite you to sweep your body with your own consciousness and see if there's any tough places or especially tender places that could use the touch of Isis's wing just as a healing balm, a healing, a laying on of hands. So just take a moment here to sweep through and see what needs relaxing and use your breath to aid you. You can feel Isis's wings like a little swoosh, like the crow flying by. Sweeping away anything that just feels hard, feels especially sensitive, giving it the love that it's asking for. Okay, beautiful. Thank you, Isis. All right, beloved, so let's dive in. Okay, so this month we're talking about avoiding the circle jerk as we walk the beauty way. And this week we're going to really deal with the first part of that topic, avoiding the circle jerk. And I want to give you a little backstory about this sentence because it's a little bit alarming. It was for me. I channeled this for Magdalene last year during the first course that I ever offered where I publicly talked about Magdalene and channeled Magdalene, which was a very big deal for me personally. I have been working with Mary Magdalene in my own practice since about 2013, I think, when she and Yeshua initiated me on the banks of a river during a breathwork session that I was in. It was a big surprise to me. I had no idea that was coming. She's been with me ever since, certainly, but it was only last year that I realized that this was my path and that this was my calling and that I really had to talk about her. And I had sort of like secretly talked about her with clients, or I'd alluded to her, or used her energy in my work, but I never really said her name. And last year, around this time, actually, was the first time I really started to say her name in public and on the internet and in my offerings. And I named my offerings with her name. And things really started to shift in my life as a result. And anyways, and you can see where we are now. And this ties into our topic, so we'll get to it in a little all in a moment. And she came to me and she said part of the topic for this course I was teaching was avoiding the circle jerk. And I honestly was like, oh, what? Like, I can't say that. Like, don't you mean follow your heart only? And she said, no, Faye, avoid the circle jerk. And what I have found is that as a channel, the beings, the spirits that I work with, the plants that I work with, they talk to me in language that I can understand. And I, you know, I came from the streets, really. Like, I've had a checkered past, shall we say. And so when Magdalene talks to me in this way, I am actually quite certain that I'm connected with her. And it doesn't mean that that's the way that she's going to speak with you or anyone else. But what she was saying to me, insisting that I use that precise language, was really like, you must honor your own style. You must honor the way that you hear things. Because the message is always the same, beloved. The message is always love. Always, always, always. The message is always, you are loved, or the message is, hey, can someone come and love me, right? So if we hear people that are struggling, if we see people that are, you know, doing harm on earth, their message is, I need some love. So the message is always love, and it's always a translation of that love. And when we translate that love according to our own particular style, according to the words that stream through our consciousness, that is how we are going to help the people that we are meant to help. And that's not everybody. Be assured, we're not here to help everybody, but we are here to help many, 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 many people. And by translating love in our particular fashion, we will attract those people to us. So avoiding the circle jerk was something that I had to say. And so I did. And I wasn't like really, I didn't totally understand what it meant. I mean, I had an idea, but I didn't dive too deeply into it. And so this year, now, when she said this is June's topic, I was like, okay, now is the time. Yeah. So what does it mean? Okay. So avoiding the circle jerk. Magdalene has also cautioned me throughout the years to a couple things. One of her mantras she's taught me is everyone is a channel. Everyone is a channel. Not everybody's going to work as a professional channel as I have chosen to do, but everyone is channeling the light of God. Everyone is channeling the light of God because everyone is in fact God walking around choosing to deal with this reality in their own way. Everyone is a channel. And while we may work with certain energies, and we may be very clear about what those energies are, I'm very clear when Magdalene is with me. I'm very clear when I'm dealing with the energy of the rose. It's so obvious when Yeshua comes into my realm, Isis. I mean, you can't, there's no doubt. And we cannot use that as a cop-out for speaking from our own heart. We are ascended masters in training, you see. So perhaps in 3,000 years, someone will be communicating our message as it streams to them to the earth plane. Why not? So our message is just as important as the message of any, quote, higher being, of any, like, published author, of any guru that you might see. And just as a side note, the word guru simply means, gee, you are you. The guru always points to the heart within. The guru always empowers. Be wary of anything else. Okay, so what is a circle jerk? In case you don't know, basically a circle jerk is it's a gathering, a circle of, quote, like-minded people who are in an effort of self-congratulatory state. And so this might be simply like, you know, it could be a religion. It could be a church where people get together and they all share the same ideas over and over and over and over and over. never stopping to discern or to think critically or to question what they're thinking. A fraternity, it can be our family, right? Thinking about ideas that have been disseminated through families, through the generations, just like taken for granted. Yeah, and we all have these ideas and belief structures as part of our makeup. So there's nothing wrong with us. We're just being invited now to rise up, to step outside of the circle, to iterate on these ideas. Our country, our political parties, the media, let's say like a whole, if you ever see in my social media sphere, sometimes you'll see like huge groups of people using the same sacred oracle deck like every single day. So it's like this huge group of people just tracing the same path over and 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 over without pausing to question, without pausing to discern, without pausing to iterate. And none of these things are bad. Let's be very clear. We are human beings and we desire and we require the support of community. This is not about isolating or striking out and sequestering ourselves from all of society and womankind. Not at all. We need the support. And sometimes that support is like totally uplifting. It's just a call to keep it in the front of our hearts, to be discerning, and to rely on the help, the spiritual help that we are always offered. When it's time for us to disagree, to move on, to try it in our own way, to adopt a new technique, to iterate, because those things are risky. And we'll get to that in a minute. This also, you know, this circle jerk can also just be in our own consciousness, right? I mean, I don't know the exact sort of science, but I know that there's, you know, there's obvious, it's, we think the same thing basically every day, all day long. And that's why we practice meditation and we practice opening the doors of our perception to commune with the natural world in new ways. And we'll talk about that next week. But essentially, we have like these neural pathways that are just like deeply grooved. And I was thinking as this was coming through me last night, it's like if you ever have phrases or sayings that you hear through your, you know, they ring, you might say them automatically. For instance, oh, I don't have time, or I can't afford that, or you only live once. That's one that I've said a lot in my life. And I realized, you know, not so long ago, actually we live a lot of times, and saying that over and over and over doesn't feel true to me. You only live once. First of all, it doesn't feel true. Why am I saying that? And it's also this permission slip, basically. It's like saying, you know, that this life is finite and that there's reason to be afraid, when in fact life is infinite and we have nothing to fear. Yeah. So this month is a call to presence, being present with our thoughts, our words, our actions. And, you know, it's sort of like a call to take a different route to work one day a week, or brush your teeth with the left hand or the right hand, depending on what, you know, hand you are. Doing things even in the physical realm differently, styling your hair on the other side, brushing your teeth after you wash your face, things like this that just offer portals to new experiences. Yeah. Okay. So we can't go around it. This sentence, avoiding the circle jerk, is also talking about basically masturbation. And so when I see this vision of the circle jerk, I see like a crowd of people pleasuring themselves for the sake of being seen, pleasuring themselves for the sake of as though someone might be looking. Now, pleasure is an incredibly, it's not even an important piece, it is the foundation of creation. We must be working from pleasure. But pleasure for our own sake. you can see this in the ways that you adorn yourself, the ways that you experience your own body. Do you have things that you say about your body because he or she doesn't look a certain way? Are you holding yourself back from experiencing the infinite potential that you hold in your body for pleasure and joy? Because perhaps you don't want to overdo it. You don't want to outshine the person next to you. Your mom might be jealous if you're too happy or rich or enjoying your beautiful body exactly as she is. You see? So pleasure is the foundation of our creative center. And she's often shows up in unexpected ways. So for instance, I've always felt like, or I was taught that being clean was an important piece of feeling good in my body. And certainly a nice hot shower feels good, but I never was shown the pleasure of being hands in the mud and the dirt, covered and caked in my own sort of humanness. That was sanitized for my life growing up. And so when I have experienced that feeling of being with the earth, dirty, it's felt wrong to me. I felt like, oh no, this can't be right. And so my own journey has called me to question that feeling. Hey, was I taught that being dirty is wrong, or does that feel true to me? And when I check in with my own heart, which is basically the bottom line here, check in with your own heart. When I check in with my own heart, the joy of having my hands in the dirt, the joy of like being covered in Mother Earth and sweaty and salty and just like wet with life, that is what feels good to me. Do you see? And if I wait until everything's all nice and cleaned up and sanitized and smelling good and I weigh 20 pounds less and my boobs are lifted up higher, I'm going to be waiting for a long, long time to feel the joy. And I'm no longer willing to do that. And I'm no longer willing to participate in a world where that's the only way, because my love, that is not the only way. So our circle jerk in our own consciousness, some therapeutic modules call it the committee, right? So perhaps we have a committee that's telling us, oh, you've got to wait until you have more money, or you're a little bit more beautiful, or you're richer, or you're more, sometimes it says you have to wait until you're famous before you talk about this. No, do it now. Yes. The guides that we use even. So this is what Magdalene is talking about. She says to me all the time, I'm here to help you, and you can certainly translate my energy, and that's no problem. And for a while, it was very important for me to say I am a Magdalene oracle, and that is what I am. And I am a light caster. I have my own energy to share with this earth that is just as valuable as Mary Magdalene's, and so do you. Do you see? This is the new age of empowerment, what we talked about last month, that everyone is as worthy. Okay. So this styling to fit ourselves in with the crowds is instinctual. We want and we need to believe to belong to a group, and we take solace in our groups. And what we can do now with this sort of lifting up and iteration. So here's the thing. The circle is a beautiful structure. And as we awaken to new systems that are not hierarchical, that are completely democratic, completely sovereign, that recognize everybody's unique sovereignty, the circle is nice. It's different than this triangle, which is what we are recovering from, the triangle of God is at the top, and there's a few people under God that can translate for God, and then a few people under them that can translate for them, and so on and so on. And we, the people, are at the very, very bottom, waiting to be blessed by some other entity. In fact, we are standing in the light of God as the light of God. So the circle is a nice structure to think about. But again, if we just keep walking around the circle, it's like we don't get anywhere. We're walking in circles, right? Magdalene is deeply connected to the labyrinth. And if you have a labyrinth near you, this is a great month to go and walk the labyrinth, which is, it's a circle, but it iterates on itself. And there's all of these new winding paths. Now, be clear, right? Some of them aren't going to go anywhere, no problem, because it's the joy of creation that we are here to involve ourselves with. This is the nectar of life that keeps us juiced up. this stepping out, what's over here, this exploration, it's adventure. And sometimes it's simply an adventure of what would happen if I turned off the news for a week? What information would I receive then? What would happen if I stopped saying this one phrase? What would happen then? What would happen if I didn't agree with the matriarch in my family because I'm afraid to disagree? How would it feel to just listen? How would it feel to share my ideas in a bigger, more viewable way? This is the adventure of life. And it's this iteration, this growing and transforming that creates more of like a beehive structure, this recursive spiraling up and spiraling out. It's this web of life that we can then participate in. We have a golden thread that we connect from perhaps this talk, even right here. We're sitting in a circle. So you listen to what's coming into you. What feels true? What doesn't feel true? What sparks your heart to say, oh, that makes me think of this? You must go out towards your this. What's over here? Do you see? So we create more of a web-like structure. And this is the structure of, I mean, this is the structure of quantum physics. This is the structure of multidimensionality. Yeah. So we're actually building bridges of light as we iterate, as we create. In another way of saying it that I talk about all the time, we talked about this last month, it's like that's when we leap off the edge. And when we leap off the edge, first of all, we experience our wings. So the more often we leap, the stronger and more dedicated, devoted we become to knowing we have the wings, so the bigger leaps we can actually take. And the more inspirational we become to the people around us to say, they see us, they say, oh, if she has wings, I do too. If Isis has wings, I do too. If Magdalene has a golden auric halo around her, then I must too. If Jesus has the healing touch in his hand, then I must too. You see? Our family of light is coming forward and saying, we are here to help you as you make these leaps. Not every human being on the planet today has the eyes to hear, the eyes to see, and the ears to hear as you have, Lightcaster. This does not mean you're better than them. This is not about knowing that you're good and the hierarchical structure of good and bad. It is about understanding and embodying your goodness, just as all that is good, is love. And we, your family of light, are here to support you. You are not alone. You are not alone. Call on us to help. The circle jerk is also talking about giving strokes for the sake of getting strokes. I'll stroke you if you stroke me. And you see this a lot when, you know, there's people that have a platform and they use their platform to lift up the people without a platform. This is empowerment. Rather than people on the platform lifting up the people on the platform next to them to lift up them again, to lift up them again. So stroking to get strokes, that's one thing to look out for. Or giving strokes for safety's sake, agreeing because of fear, even if it doesn't feel true in your heart. Mm-hmm. So look out for that. Pardon me for a sip of water, inviting you to encode your water with a beautiful prayer of love. Mm. Love and more love. Yes, please, I'll take it. So even if we have these grooves, these circles that are preaching love, if we keep walking around the same circle, things get stale, right? They get boring. We need freshness. We need new ideas in life because we are, in fact, God getting to know God. And so God needs it fresh. Like, God is infinite. We are infinitely creative. Our potential is never ending. And so if we're stuck in these routines and habits of thinking and doing and sharing, it's death, right? It's like another way of contracting in. And we are about expansion, which is the natural state of the universe. So to align with the natural state of the universe, we really have to continuously create. This is not a call to burn out or to keep making stuff until you just pass out because you're so tired. But it's about looking for the fresh newness, about opening the doors of our perception, continuously questioning, and not to call people out. This isn't about needing to be right or to have resentment or to shun people or to decide that some are bad and some are good. No, it's about looking our beloved brothers and sisters in the eye and saying, good job. I love you. I'm going to go over here. I'll see you on the other side. It's about you do you, bae, right? And celebrating everyone who's doing them. And I mean everybody. It's a call to lifting, always uplifting. So we need it fresh. We need to connect to this eternally creative, this eternal life, eternal possibility that is our natural state. That is, in fact, our neutral state. And when we are in this place of freshness and curiosity, this is how we stay connected to our source. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that beautiful? That by continuing to let go, we actually stay connected. Because make no mistake about it, we are being asked to let go of the old ideas, to let go of the crap that doesn't feel good, to let go of the crap that feels mediocre, to let go of the stuff that we think we, quote, should be doing, to let go of the security that we get by participating in community. To let go and trust that we will always be cared for by Earth community, yes, and also our multidimensional community. To feel the creative kiss of bliss of God, iteration, expansion, exploration are required. We may agree or disagree. We may resonate or not with the circle that we're in. So just like I was saying before, this circle, I'm talking about love. I'm using my whole being, every part of my energy to empower. And yet, some things may not resonate for you. That doesn't make me wrong. It just means you've got to go towards the resonance. I plead you to go towards the resonance, to follow the dictates of your heart. Share the good news of the love of sovereignty in your style and according to your heart. So a note about pleasure and sex magic. We touched on this earlier. Magdalene and Yeshua are wonderful mentors for remembering is there anything more potent than the power to create that comes with our sexual encounters, with our beautiful body's ability to make new life? And whether or not that happens in a particular experience doesn't matter. It's about journeying into the womb of nothing to find new experience. And isn't that the best kind of sex, when it's fresh and new and you don't know what to expect? And there's these doorways of pleasure that keep opening and opening and opening. And just know, as you hear these words, that you are being called to heal and let go. Isis's wings are just sweeping through, clearing out any ideas you have that your sexuality and your spirituality are not in fact the same thing. Clearing out any belief that your sexual pleasure and drive and intrigue and curiosity in your body, they are in fact the temple of God. Yes, take a breath there. Yeah. feeling a direct blessing from Sophia God now. Feeling your chakras starting at the top, just traveling down, 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 sending couriers of light into your root chakra. Feeling these couriers now like angels moving through the base of your pelvis, front and back and side to side. Not clearing because they are dirty or broken, clearing with a blessing. Blessing with more light and receiving the blessing of your sexual presence, of your infinite creative power. Feeling this energy now moving back up your chakras, up through your solar plexus, up through your heart, up through your throat, up through your third eye, up your crown, doing a little figure eight, coming out your mouth with your exhale. Thank you. Beautiful. Instantaneous healing. Yes, please. So avoiding the circle jerk means that we create for our own pure joy and delight, right? We can have a partner in our creations, whether they're sexual or not, whatever. Our partner is really life. Our partner is our divinity. Our partner is our human form that can do things like build a website or create a necklace or build a beautiful altar or make a beautiful meal. Our partner is our divinity, inspiring and refreshing and leading us in new ways every single time. So when we create for our pure delight, rest assured that it might be before there's any money. So if you are an enterpriser, you are undoubtedly called to make things, and there will be a period of time, and I'll share my own experience. So I have been called to make circles like this for a long, 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 long time, and I've been doing it in various ways, and I've had various levels of, quote, success, meaning like, you know, maybe two people show up or maybe 10 people show up. And this is my most full class I've taught yet. And I know that things are only going to grow for me because I understand that there are bridges of light yet to be built. And there are people on the other side of those bridges of light that are awaiting what I have to offer. There's no mistake about it. But I can't wait for those people to build the bridges of light. I've got to build the bridge. And the way I build those bridges is by continuing to create and to iterate and to try new things before it's like, you know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs that are committed to testing what they offer first. And that's not something that I work with, because the only test is, do I want to do this? Does this feel good for me? Does this work for me? That's the only test that I go by. And you know what? It is only when I'm completely aligned in that place that things really, really take off and fly. So specifically right now on Earth, we are cautioned against being, quote, like-minded with any paradigm. Earth is currently undergoing a brilliant energy shift. This is what we talk about, the new age of miracles. You feel it, beloved. I'm sure you do. That's why you're here. Things are rapidly transforming, and it's not easy. There are real problems on this planet. Whether you watch the news or not, you feel it. There are millions and billions of people asleep to their sovereign power, which to me is the root of all problems. People remain asleep because people don't pause to consider. They are not empowered to look within. When we look within and we breathe, we cannot deny that we are God with skin on, because it is the truth. So here's an example. There's a lot of debate in the country right now about health insurance. And whatever you think, what if we forgot? What if we let go of the logistics of trying to find health insurance, and we all concentrated on our own healing hand, and we all spent the time watching the news or sitting in the big buildings in Washington, instead of spending that time arguing and debating, we spent that time cultivating our own healing power. Or we spent that time practicing preventative medicine by going outside and communing with earth and planting our food and singing our songs and listening to one another. What would happen then to our health as a country? What would happen then when we got sick and we empowered each other to heal from within? Just imagine. And I'm not saying ignore the problems and that, you know, like it's not about going off the grid unless that's your thing, but it's about questioning, like, what is my energy? Reconsidering, what is my energy going towards? What am I paying my attention to? Humanity has committed to learning by suffering in such a powerful way. Many people still think and are operating under the paradigm that reiterating problems is going to solve them, that looking at a problem from every single angle will solve them. One of the cards that came up for us today is the Chariot of Ascension card. It's the Merkaba card. And the Merkaba is the zero point place in the center of ourselves that we, it's our Chariot of Ascension. It's Christ consciousness, really. We can attune to this sacred geometry, this shape within us, and instantly ascend. And we don't ascend to another realm. We ascend to higher consciousness on this planet, in this body. And we ascend to a new way of learning, learning from love, learning from doing how we like it. Instead of saying, I don't like this, don't bring me any more of this, we say, I do like this. Please do me like this, bring me more like this, yes, please. And when we have the pause, which is really spiritual mastery, and we reconsider the root of our reaction, we open the doors to experiencing life from the power of how we love it, from the power of beauty. So challenges and obstacles, appearances of lack, and the special needs that we see, especially in the children coming to earth now, they invite us to create miracles. They invite us to create new structures and systems that serve. These are opportunities for more creative potential. We got to let go of the old way. We got to let go of the circle jerk. Miracles, like all of the goddess's creations, they begin in the dark, empty cave of nothing, in the womb, under no influence of opinion, ego, tradition, custom. The womb of no thing is another way of saying they begin in love. They are rooted in the love of God. But it's dark in there. And we don't always have the experience in there. So we always ask for the help. Now, I want to just highlight that many of the people that are called to my work and to me are people that are deeply connected to Magdalene, you know that, and people that find themselves in locations where this discussion is especially risky. So you may feel like, whoa, I'm going to be shunned. I'm really not going to be liked. I'm not going to be understood of. I'm not going to be approved of. I might not be hired. I might be hurt. I might be exiled. And we've spoken about this before, that those fears are also rooted in other lives where we were, in fact, hurt for preaching the good news, for preaching, encouraging the beauty way of unconditional love. Newness is very confronting for ourselves and for others. The freshness of creativity is an invitation, again, to let go over and over and over. So your breath will keep you safe. Magdalene says, your breath will keep you safe, connected to the light. Your breath keeps you in your natural state. You, beloved, are sowing the seeds that Yeshua and I planted 2,000 years ago. And Yeshua and Magdalene, preaching what they preached, they were in great danger, right? They were in great danger every day. So they understand that the risk, how it feels so risky now. And they're here with offerings of protection and guidance and solace. And also just to reflect that that guidance and solace is within you, and it is your breath, your eternal breath. So the key to living in your genius, in your ingenuity, is to play up the beauty of your pleasure. Okay, so here's this point Magdalene's bringing up again, that discernment doesn't equate to dissing. We lead by empowering. It also, you know, she says, discernment and dissonance don't equate to dissing. We cannot afford, and we do not deserve, to live in any resentment. We don't need to have bad blood. We don't need to make anyone wrong. Our clear directness, this is what I like, this is what feels good, this is what I'm making, and this is what I'm not, and this powerful, this full moon right now, you can still feel this energy, is a good, it's a beautiful aid in this directness. I don't like this, I do like that, but I honor that you like that. I bow to you. You are the creator. And I bless your creation. I send you love. And I'm on my way to create a new circle of love over here. We avoid the circle jerk by remaining in our true creative divine nature, which is the joyful, pleasurable creative center of our heart. So in case that's not clear, the message today is to go to the center of your heart. We study her in all of her sovereign manifestations. We pay her the attention, knowing that honoring our heart, we are honoring the source of all. We honor God. We arrive in our zone of genius, and we offer immaculate, which is another way of saying out of nowhere, solutions to everyday problems. We keep our eyes lifted up to the miracles streaming through us, not down on the problems that we are here to solve. We resonate at the frequency of our own holy light when we stay in the center of our heart. And then we attract that holy light into our physical space, naturally uplifting all that is. So never downplay the magnitude of your gifts. This is really at the heart of this message today. Magdalene repeated this about 7 times as I was channeling last night. Do not underestimate the power of your gifts. You are here to change the world, which is a nebulous term. You can change the world by, you know, inventing some powerful new technology, but you can also change the world by turning the other cheek when you're arguing with your loved ones. You can change the world by taking a deep breath when you feel afraid. You can change the world by listening. You can change the world by committing to your own light, to the power of the doors of your perception that not another being will ever have ever had. You can change the world by committing to your own genius. No. Yeah. Yeah. Beloved, close your eyes if they're not already and begin to breathe slow, long, and deep through your mouth, allowing your inhale to completely expand your cellular structure, every part of your body, exhaling out, seeing with your exhale strands of light coming from the empty dark space of your cells, translating into creations in the world, inhaling, receiving the love of your star family, receiving the love of these ascended masters and your human brothers and sisters, exhaling out constellations of new creations. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. exhale. Beloved, take your attention now as you continue to breathe into the center of the center of your heart. Moving your breath into this zero still point. And noticing how dark it is in this place. This place known as the heart womb. The birthplace of all creation, made in the exact image and likeness of Sophia God, which means you have the same infinite potential and the same sovereignty to make anything you'd like. Avoiding the circle jerk means remember, you're not a robot. And remember, we're dealing with a lot of paradigms that would teach us otherwise. So be gentle as you discover the places within that are locked in step with ideas and beliefs that no longer serve. Be gentle and loving as you integrate. Let your breath move at the center of your heart. And feeling beloved Isis with you there now as your witness and friend. Her beautiful black wings stretching wide. Feel your attention now starting to zoom out. Sort of like a bird, lifting up, floating up into the sky. Keep your attention down into the cellular makeup of your body, the fluid of your bloodstream. And with this bird's eye view, I'd like you to take a look and notice the circles you sit in your life. A circle, perhaps, of your family. The circle of your job, your business, the circle of your own mind, the circle of your spiritual group, perhaps the circle of your daily routine, the circles of the conversations you have. See these circles light up like landmarks on a map. And as you see them light up, notice the size and the color and where they are in your body. No need to understand, just notice. Keep your breath moving long, slow, and deep through your mouth. Feeling Isis's presence just next to you, hovering with her wings stretched wide. Oh, notice your own wings just as wide. As you breathe, you can ask your consciousness this question, one circle at a time. Where do I need to iterate? Where does my own golden thread shoot off from this circle? And without controlling or trying to manage, you just notice where you break off. You might do one circle at a time, or you might see it all happen at once. Keep your breath moving to accommodate this transformation, this miracle. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. With your next exhale, notice the golden thread of light that each circle has sprouted. This is your genius. And just sit back and watch as your breath moves this genius thread, this love thread, into a starry constellation. Notice the new pathways and feel the pleasure of this creation in your body. As you now look up from your bird's eye view, you find yourself back in your body. You see these new constellations forming in the starry night sky above you. Threads of light, of iteration, exploration, weaving and wrapping and dancing, spiraling, connecting, disconnecting, over and over. Creating new forms. New landscapes. New worlds. Keep your breath moving. These new constellations, these lightscapes above you. Feeling your breath move now as you see in your mind's eye millions of beings, of people and star families and animals. Notice these constellations. And feel their hearts open when they see them. And as you see these millions of people and beings opening, you can feel wave upon wave upon wave through your whole body of the joy that comes from creation. Of the absolute refreshing, satisfying peace that comes from your contribution. Breathing long, slow, and deep from the bottom of your pelvis all the way to the crown of your head through your mouth, exhaling. Feeling these constellations shining their light down to earth like light casters, haha. Spotlight beams, creating new paths here on earth, new possibilities in the labyrinth of your life. New options in the labyrinth of the lives of those people you are here to help. Feeling the black womb of nothing, of your heart and your cells, translated into the light, seeping down into the earth, grounding your brilliance, And it goes without saying that all cords and connections between us and the circle jerks that we have been a part of, aided by Archangel Michael and beloved Isis, we declare by the power of our next exhale to be cut and resolved. What is ours returns to us. What is not returns to where it belongs. We are whole and complete. We are infinitely possible. We are the creators. And we commit now to continuously asking, do I like it like this? Does this feel good? Is this enough pleasure and joy? Am I bright enough today? We commit to always asking for help because we are not on this journey alone. And actually now you can take a breath, and I'd like you to just notice looking over your right shoulder and seeing your foremost guide. Who is it? Who stands with you on this journey of creation? It may be someone you're familiar with and maybe a new friend. Just take a moment to see their, feel their presence. Welcoming them and thanking them for being with you. And we commit to, in this day, this next 24 hours, breathing so that we may be present for our thoughts, our feelings, our words, and our actions, and for discerning without judging which thread we would like to follow. Feeling your body touching the earth where she does. Feeling your breath moving, your consciousness returning into your fingers and your arms and your chest. Feeling gratitude for just that little taste. That was a little mini taste of the constellations of creation. We're here to bless the world with, that you are a blessing. You might even feel like the lion's, the swelling of pride, connecting so deeply and easily and quickly with the beauty of your potential. Isn't it beautiful? Feel it? It's the pride of shoulders back and chin up and wings wide. It's the pride of the absolute presence and knowing, I am here to make a change, to bring more love. I am so powerful. I don't have to be afraid of anything ever again. I am backed up by God and the universe and my friends and my family of light. And you know what? I am backed up even by those people who feel like they're on some sort of other team. I am so powerful that I no longer even participate in the idea of you and me and them and they and sides. Wherever I go, I invite beautiful collaboration and communion with my partner life. I am so powerful. I am forever recharged by my own power. I no longer need to seek the approval and resources of others to feel connected. I'm simply here to make points of light with other beings and travel on when the time comes. Weaving this web of light, bridging the dimensions, making way for more and more beings to stand in their power. Not because they have to earn it, but because sometimes we just need to see someone do it first. And I guess we'll close with that paradox. So, beloveds, thank you. I appreciate your patience as we work through our timing and the energy of our circle. A lot came through today. Isis and Magdalene and Yeshua are here to help you integrate. They're walking with you today. When our circle closes, they do not leave your side. And your guide whom you met tonight, they do not leave when this circle closes. Your connection to Mother Earth never, ever, ever ends. Your connection to your star family always open. And almost as though you see yourself like throwing, like Spider-Man almost, throwing these webs of light out into the ethers. You are at once connected to your creations, and then also you're free from them. You can just keep letting go. Oh, what a blessing. So in closing, I'd like to say thank you to God. Thank you to you, Lightcaster. Thank you for this time and space. Thank you for all of the beings who've helped us to come together and the technology that's made it possible. Thank you to Magdalene. Thank you, Magdalene. She says, thank you. Thank you. My power reflects your power. Yeshua, thank you. Yeah. Isis, thank you. Beloveds, drink a lot of water and spend time on the earth today. We'll meet again next week. Please be sure to take a look at the journaling invitations that I will post later today. We also want to say a special blessing to everyone who's joining us on the recording. We're so glad you're here. Yeah, the integration will be much easier if you take the time to integrate and journal. Yeah, give yourself the entire gift of this container. And we're going to meet again next week, so really soon, Monday, the 19th, 9:30 a.m. And I also want to open the doors to this container. I have two private sessions available in July. So I'm opening them to the Lightcaster Club first. If you would like to journey with me and Magdalene in a customized way, journeys often include other life. We don't talk about retrievals, but integrations, really learning and integrations and direct downloads from Magdalene for you and healing empowerments just for you. They are extremely potent and powerful and also fun. So I only have two in July. If you'd like to journey with me, ping me however you like to, Instagram or email, or if we text, you can text me and we can arrange to do that together. I'm sending all of you all of my love. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. And with that, I say amen.